A local safe housing and support system for victims of sexual exploitation and or human trafficking will be bundling up for their annual Coldest Night of the Year event next month. Alora House is entirely run by donors and community contribution, with no government support right now. Their founder and executive director, Louisa Krause, says while higher numbers can be observed in urban centers, human trafficking is very much an issue within Wellington County as well.
Obviously, the numbers are lower than Toronto, for example, but we do have and have had residents from Fergus and Alora. We have worked with many from this area. Last year when I got numbers, I believe the number was around 50 to 75 different people in this area that were victims.
Alora House says they strive to allow victims of sex trafficking to rest, rebuild, and restart. Krause explains human trafficking is something that affects a wide age range of individuals in the region.
I think the youngest I've personally been called about was 12 years old, but I heard of something recently in the neighboring area that was like a 7-year-old, but average age really is 14 to 24 for young women. We have had women as old as 50 in our care.
This year's Coldest Night of the Year event is focused on Stage 3 for women who are victims of sex trafficking, restarting. This means allowing them a smooth transition back into independence. The night is a big fundraising event for Alora House, having raised $100,000 last year. Krause says these types of events are crucial to Alora House's operations.
Without the money, we would not be able to actually have Alora House. And we don't currently have any support from the government. So everything we get is from our supporters and donors and stuff like that. So that's the biggest way, is money and volunteering.
The walk strives to reach last year's mark of $100,000 and will take place on February 22nd in Alora. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.